This is a phase one commutation hearing for Elijah Little. ADC number is 104998. I am looking at the institutional progress. I'm going to go first. Mr. Little is serving a 10-year sentence for narcotic drug violation. He has a CSPD date of June 21st of 2022. He's asking for a 10-year reduction in his sentence. If he received a 10-year reduction in sentence, his release date would then be 11/24 of 2019. He also has a detainer, which indicates that it's for a parole. He has three charges, and those charges are, as I said, one is narcotic drug violation, another one is second is narcotic drug violation, and the final is part criminal street gang.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to make a note that the reduction requested 3 years.
Oh, I'm looking at 10 years, right.
It's 3 years. Right. I just want to get that clear.
And I think that I've looked at the 10-year sentence.
Yeah, I knew.
It is a institutional progress report that's attached to this report, which states that if he was released, he would reside with his wife, Anna Little, on West McDowell Road. It says that his wife would have his financial support until he retains employment. It says that Mr. Little has a commercial driver's license and will obtain employment as a truck driver until he reopens his business. Crosscuts, which he managed and operated from 2010 to 2015. He is a licensed barber, and he worked there during this time frame. According to his institutional progress report, he has no disciplinary violations in the last 5 years. He has been involved in several programs and taken several programs that since he's been incarcerated that he has taken. He has several certificates that are also included in his file. According to his commutation application, he states that he was meeting a friend of his, so he could take a swimming while he was standing on the sidewalk talking. He observed the police driving up to the apartment to serve a search warrant. As the police were serving the search warrant, he remembered that he had drugs on his person for his personal use, so he panicked and he grabbed them and put them into a backpack. As he was doing so, a police officer saw him and detained him at the scene, and he ended up going to jail. Holding on, this is his statement as to what happened. He says he released from jail, and then eight months after he had been released, that the charges were picked up and he was arrested. He said he has denounced any gang affiliation that he had, even while he was in prison, and that he's covered up his gang tattoos in 2010. Says he's ready to be an Arizona citizen for once in his life. Said that the person that who was his co-defendant received probation for the same exact crime under the same circumstances, and he had nothing to do with conspiring to sell drugs and gang affiliation. According to the Ames report, Mr. Little is now 42 years old. He did have some tickets while he was incarcerated. As I said before, his last violation was passed 5 years ago, and he actually has a limited amount of citations that he received since he's been incarcerated. And I see that he has been on parole before, and that he has come before this board. Apparently these were on other charges. He was on a work furlough. He was granted and he was granted home arrest in 95 and 96. He was granted parole in 96 and 97. His parole was revoked, and he was granted home arrest, and then it looks like in 98 his home arrest was revoked, and then he did come before this board and a warrant for a commutation, phase one, phase two, that was not passed on to a phase two hearing. According to the court sentence documents that we have, he was charged with one count of conspiracy to commit possession of narcotic drugs, possession of narcotic drugs, and sentence as a result of that. The one crime carries a sentence of 2.5 years for a minimum sentence of presumptive, and the other has a maximum of 3 year sentence that he actually has. According to his pre-sentence report that we have, he was charged with two new offenses. Count one, possession of narcotic drug to sell, which was crack cocaine. Count two is possession of narcotic drug to sell. That he was charged with as a result of those charges, he had two new offenses, three actually. Count one was conspiracy to commit possession of narcotic drug. Count five, possession of narcotic drug to sell, which was the crack. And he had count seven was assisting a criminal enterprise. The crimes carries a presumptive of 5 years, carries a maximum of 10 years, and a mitigated sentence of 3 years, the minimum sentence of 4 years. That's the crime action carries that he has. He has an extensive criminal history. A criminal history also included narcotic drugs for sale, the street gang affiliation, also probation, that he was on probation. He had some misdemeanor convictions that he also had while he was there, as well as some juvenile offenses that he had. So he did have an extensive record prior to him being arrested. As a result of his agreement, some of the sentences were actually dropped off. I feel as though, although he received the 10-year sentence and he's asking for a reduction, 3 years on those sentences that he has, that he could have received actually a lot more time. He did receive the presumptive of 10 years on those particular, the maximum sentence of 10 years on those sentences. Those sentences were running concurrent, with the exception of the 8.5 years sentence that he had as a part criminal gang, street gang activity. Upon going through the file and looking at his past criminal history as well as his institutional record, although he has taken some program, quite a bit of programs he's been, I do not feel that the 10-year sentence that he received was excessive. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I would just also point out that Mr. Little was on probation at the time of these offenses, and that the sentence was considered, could have been considered more enhanced because of participation in the street gang. And then additionally, he had five concurrent previous, I believe they were concurrent, prison terms for, one was shock incarceration, one was narcotic drug, an attempted narcotic drug violation, narcotic drug assisting a criminal syndicate, and another narcotic drug violation. And those were prior prison sentences that he actually served. So I'm sure that all of those were taken into account at the time of sentencing. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Yes. Okay, therefore, I'm going to make a motion based on the information contained in the file that we have, that Mr. Little would not be passed on to a phase two commutation. That would be my motion.
I will second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
There's a motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Knight. That will conclude again for Mr. Little at this time.